You're listening to SBS News.
And we're here to help, but it's good to see this, and it's good that you know.
Financial counsellor Ralph Coulthard is catching up with his client, young Kanjata Pitjantjatjara man Sammy Brown, whose $12,000 electricity bill sparked an ombudsman's report into the District Council of Coober Pedy, the town's energy retailer. Mr Brown was caring for his two grandchildren when his power was cut off, owing $12,000. It took more than 5 months to get reconnected.
Oh, they didn't like it too. So I had to get family to look after them, you know, wash their clothes and send them to school. Yeah, we had no electricity for a washing machine. Shower, warm. I just went and made a fire just to cook in the morning. Dinner and supper.
An ombudsman's report into the Coober Pedy District Council, the town's energy retailer, found in August its handling of utility debts towards the Aboriginal community was unreasonable, unjust, wrong and contrary to law. It recommended council waive part or all of residents' energy debts since 2014. Aboriginal Legal Rights Movement Councillor Ralph Coulthard is visiting Coober Pedy to see if the situation has improved.
Well, I suppose the most concerning thing, it looks like there hasn't been much change because we've got a $20,000 power bill and been told about a $30,000 plus. So it's looking like there hasn't been a lot of change because there are still people coming with these large debts, and which will need to be investigated further by our legal team.
During a community meeting, Ralph Coulthard is shown a new bill for $20,000, a $4,000 increase on the previous quarter.
For me, it's unimaginable of how it affects them, but you know, I could only just think that, you know, it would cause all sorts of problems, relationship problems, family problems, domestic violence, substance abuse. There's so many things that could come from the shock of seeing a $20,000 bill.
The town's energy supply is three quarters renewable and is subsidised by the state government. But low quality housing with inefficient appliances contributes to high power costs, and many residents remain bewildered by their skyrocketing electricity bills.
The bill starts out small, and then all of a sudden, before you know it, it's right up into the 19,000, 20,000s, and you just can't get control of it. And then they threaten to take it, turn your electricity off, and you can't do anything. You just try and try. But I had to pay what they told me to pay, $140 a fortnight, you know.
Young Kanjata woman Lisa Taylor and her partner Russell currently owe $19,000 on their electricity account and are unable to reduce the debt, despite a payment plan of $140 a fortnight.
And I'm only on New Start myself. Most of the times I only get $300 at the most, just to do my shopping and fuel and all that. So, yeah, so a lot of times we run out, and then we've got to ask for family members or do what we can to get, you know, get help to get food and fuel and whatever, yeah.
In Coober Pedy, temperatures regularly soar above 40 degrees, and Lisa says women find it especially tough.
The times that I really felt worried was if, like I said, if it got switched off and, you know, then the grandkids would be crying around hot and, you know, they couldn't get cool. And because when you're in the house here in Coober Pedy without the aircon on during the day, it's really hot, you know.
There are limited opportunities for Aboriginal women to find work in Coober Pedy, and this adds to the pressure of keeping the power on. Residents told SBS News the council has put undue pressure on consumers to pay up. Residents say council staff asked them to apply for native title hardship funding to pay their electricity bills. However, this is a fund to help with sorry business, medical emergencies or one-off household expenses. Native title board members say they've contributed more than $65,000 to help 65 families with utility debts since 2016. The Antakarunya Matu Yankunjata Aboriginal Corporation Board, or AMIAC, no longer allows grants to be used to pay power bills and has written an open letter to state and federal politicians to find a solution.
Behaviour that preys on vulnerable members of the community to force them to access native title compensation is unethical, it's unconscionable, and in this instance, it was contrary to law.
That's Michael Pagsanjan, AMIAC's lawyer.
When you're dealing with a community that is vulnerable, with high impacts of unemployment, with alarming rates of poor mental and physical health, that this type of pressure that gets put on them by the council to force them to access these funds and bring that great level of shame and embarrassment, that can be the added pressure that brings a family to breaking point. And we've recently witnessed someone who committed suicide quite tragically, a young man in the community who was facing this additional pressure, who was faced with the ultimatum that you need to access these funds to pay these bills or else power and water will not be connected to your property.
Council categorically denies this practice is continuing. A few months ago, it issued a statement acknowledging the harm its actions had caused to the Aboriginal community and agreeing to the Ombudsman's recommendations. Here's Administrator Tim Jackson.
You know, these are outstanding amounts owed to the council. In fact, the council is owed, we've got $900,000 in outstanding electricity bills at the moment, as of today. And 700,000 of those are more than 90 days in arrears. So it's, you know, it's a significant amount of money, and we're endeavouring to work with these people around repayment plans. They all have repayment plans, so those repayment plans are designed in conjunction with the consumer.
But Mr Jackson says council is struggling financially as well. He says it's owed nearly $1 million in unpaid electricity bills.
I mean, I think some of these bad debts should be dealt with by the state government or Commonwealth. I just can't see how ratepayers should be responsible for this. I mean, how would you feel, you know, if you were subsidising your next door neighbour's, you know, electricity bill? It's that just simply doesn't happen in the city. Well, why should it happen out here?
With days getting longer and hotter, solutions can't come fast enough for this community. Peter Doherty, SBS News.